Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. And today we've got something really exciting. And I think I say that every week, so I do apologize. I'm going to have to get some new words, I think. But today we're going to be chatting with Magic Barclay. Now, Magic is probably more of a hands-on practitioner, so this is going to be really interesting. But she has experienced a lot of life-threatening conditions in her life, or a few, actually. I think there was multiple. She's going to talk about that. And I was really interested in listening to this or getting an understanding of Magic's experiences and journeys, because we often face these terminal type words from the doctors, from the medical teams, and too often you hear that it's not terminal. You know, that's the prognosis or diagnosis they've put on it, but it doesn't need to be that way. And that's what I found really, really important. And I've got my own story I want to share too with Magic when it comes through, because I too had the same sort of thing and bucked the old diagnosis and just did my own thing and had great success too. But before we get into that, like, subscribe, share the podcast. We actually got number two on the leaderboard this month on Podmatch. So we were so excited, the podcast did. So that was really, really cool. Probably doesn't mean a lot to everyone else, but it was really, really exciting for me. So that was that. So like and share. The other thing I wanted to say was, I can't remember, it's gone from my head, so let's leave that one go. Yes, because I am going on a holiday soon too. But here is Magic. Come on board, Magic. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And I'm right behind you at number eight on Podmatch.
Oh, really? Good on you. It's exciting, isn't it? Because I mean, the listeners won't have an understanding of it, but it is an app where you join listeners and hosts together. Guests and hosts together. And there's a lot of work involved in doing a podcast, and you have your own, and we're going to talk about that too. But there's a lot of work involved in doing a podcast, and you just don't see that back end work. So when you get this little acknowledgement, woohoo, it's like, yeah, it's really cool. So I really like it. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's just get an understanding now, because this is more of a health related area. We're talking about these sort of conditions. I want to put forward first your Qual's experience, understanding, you know, a little bit of that background before we go into the issues that you had too. But yeah, your Qual's first.
Okay, Qual's. Well, how long have we got? So have my advanced dip in fitness, advanced dip in clinical nutrition, advanced dip in complementary medicine. I am a advanced mentoree of innate immunity functional health solutions. With my mold mastery certification, I'm an instructor and designer of the PNEI of trauma course with innate immunity. I mean, the list goes on. Certified results coach, you know, blah 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 blah. Like I said, I could go on forever learning. That's what I
absolutely
do.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, the only reason I asked Magic is because when I looked on your website, I didn't go right into all the details, but I thought, oh my goodness, there's so much in there. You must have so many. Yeah. And so that's why I wanted to bring that forward. But okay, so that's the legal side of it done. That's like that side. Now I want to get into the nitty gritty. Okay, you were facing multiple life-threatening conditions. Can you just take us through that and a little bit about your story and your journey and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Well, for many years post having my kids, I was unwell and going to doctors saying something's wrong, you know, listen to me, help me, and just getting dismissed, misled, unheard, gaslit, like medical gaslit, the whole thing. And when my kids and I left our family home and restarted our lives, I got really, really sick. I went to a GP who actually listened to me. And so diagnosis after diagnosis started coming. I had Cushing's disease, I had cancer, I had diabetes. Like, the list was endless. I also contracted Lyme disease. And so through the process of going through these diagnoses with specialists, with surgeons, they said, look, you've got 12 months. This is terminal. You're not going to make it. Even when we do the surgery, there's still no guarantees. And so that was kind of my introduction into, you know, my head spinning on my shoulders going, well, I'm not ready to fall off my perch yet. And I certainly don't want to leave my kids behind. So I started looking into, you know, all the different ways of medicine. And I found functional medicine and natural medicine. And that was really the route that got me from desperation, pain, and giving up to, well, 6 years on, I'm here today. I'm healthier than I've ever been. You know, I get to enjoy life and I'm here for my kids every day. So that's kind of how this trajectory played out for me.
Okay. So when you were going through all this, you hadn't started doing any of your studies or any of your research or anything like that. This was the catalyst. This termination, this no longer going to be here, was the catalyst for you to start looking at alternate medicines.
Well, I already had done clinical nutrition and fitness, and I actually had my own gym for a few years. And, you know, that was very mainstream based. So a lot of the learnings in clinical nutrition and in fitness are very stayed in, I guess, 1980s, 1990s information. So I was there in that space, but it didn't stop me getting sick and it didn't give me a way out. So, you know, I was already sidestepping from mainstream medicine. The final diagnosis was kind of the boot I needed out the door, because no longer was I prepared to just give in to a label.
Yes. Oh, wow. And of course, people sort of sit back and go, well, how can these people get sick? They're going to the gym, they're doing all the right things, but it's that real physical element there. And that's your willpower. You're pushing, pushing to physically achieve something. But the reality is the body's just going, no, there's something else happening here. And no one listens. And I really get that no one listens. When you do find that just that right doctor at the right time, at the right moment, your whole world can change, can't it?
Totally. And look, you know, Dr. Joel, he was great. And he basically said, I don't know all this stuff. How about you find out? Come back and tell me. I'm an open book. I'm new. I don't know everything I need to know, but I can support you and guide you along the way. And that's really all I needed, was to feel heard and to have that sounding board. And sure enough, I came up with my own answers and I went back to him and I said, this is what I found, and you know, you should look into this. And just having that really open-minded doctor that could write me the scripts I needed to start my journey into healing myself, and not tell me, well, this is the way we've done it in medicine for the past 100 years, so this is the way it's going to stay. So, you know, I urge all your listeners, really do, you know, this is the voice of intuition. Listen to your intuition. If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't sound right, it's probably not right.
Yes, and you were doing that all the way along, weren't you? I mean, in all honesty, you're going, no, there's something else wrong. And when you're following your intuition like that, when you're following your gut, you sort of go, there's something not right. And when people are questioning you and going, nah, there's nothing wrong with you, it's all in your head, and, you know, well, even if it's all in my freaking head, I need to sort that then. There's something I need to do, because you're experiencing this and your intuition's following you all the way. So I really love that. So you had these life-threatening conditions, and you were lucky enough to get with a doctor that was open to this and helped you with this. I know I had, I'll just quickly go through my story. One of my stories. I'll do it quickly, I promise. I was, because you said gaslight, you know, and I was, that was what my relationship was like, a 20-year relationship like that. I remember I'd had 3 kids in 3 years and thinking, you know, what's going on? What's happening in this world? I worked out what was causing it too when I stopped. So that was fine. but I was dumped outside a doctor's surgery and told to get something for it. And I didn't even know what was wrong with me. I know that I was upset and things were, you know, emotionally disturbing, but I didn't feel I had, everyone was diagnosing me as postnatal depression, but I really didn't feel like I had that because I had the connection and everything else with my children and my babies. And it, again, my intuition was going, no, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel right. I got dumped at this doctor. I was in tears. I went in. This lady doctor was new in, again, just happened to get the right one at the right place, new in town. She did alternate therapies. And I sat there and blubbered my way through the 15-minute consultation. And she was writing as she did this. And she held up two pieces of paper. One was a script for Valium and one was a list of books. And I lived two states away from my closest family. I had 3 kids in 3 years and an alcoholic husband. I took the easy way out. I grabbed that list of books and I never, ever looked back. And that was where my intuition was really connecting. And she was the one who saw I didn't want to be on medication. I wanted to heal myself. And she allowed that. Just like your Dr. Joel, was it? Yeah.
Dr. Joel.
Yeah, just as he allowed that. Now, for our American listeners, Dr. Joel is in Melbourne, so, you know, he might have a little bit of a trip to visit him.
Actually, I don't think he's practicing anymore. He kind of got a bit over everything that was happening. Just for your listeners in Australia, medicine is very heavily regulated, and so we've lost a lot of doctors because they just feel like, you know, they're helping the clients is overshadowed by regulations. So I think we've lost Dr. Joel to all of that.
Yeah. And I mean, even when I put this podcast together and how I wanted to talk about it, I still had to ask Magic, are the words that I'm using right? Because we aren't allowed to overstep the mark. We aren't allowed to put out claims that are not true. But we can talk a little bit more about what you experienced and how you got through it, because I'd love to know a little bit more of the details of it and where it goes from there. So what were the conditions that you had? Can you explain them if you need to, but explain how you went through them.
Sure. Well, the first thing was Cushing's. So my adrenals had been working so hard for so long, I was basically living off cortisol. And so adrenal exhaustion was what was happening to me. Now, when that happens, it triggers off a whole lot of things going on in your body. So without getting too technical, cortisol is a sugar. It's also a hormone. It's very, very catabolic, so very destructive. So Cushing's was kind of the first diagnosis. Now, of course, what happens when you have a very destructive, nasty hormone in abundance in your body is you get toxicity. So that led to cancer. So I had thyroid cancer. It had spread to my lymph nodes as well. So it was stage 4. It was pretty bad. Yeah. And that doesn't just happen. So I had to look at what had happened in the couple of decades before that. What was leading to all of that? So I had my cancer surgery, not through my choice. I was forced to. That's a story for another day.
Yes.
But had my cancer surgery and then walked away from mainstream medicine. They said, you need to do chemo, you need to do radiation. And I said, I need to leave. See you later. There's the door. I'm taking it. So I did that and I started looking at what is cancer. It's basically a rubbish bin inside your body of toxicity, things that your body needs to be safe from. So dead cells, pathogens, all kind of enclosed in this bin. So I took myself off to Bali for a week, raised some money. So thank you to all the lovely people that helped me get there. And that just gave me a week to disconnect from everything. I did a juice fast to really just be in the moment and go, what do I want from now on? And what I realized while I was there was I had zero sense of self. So, you know, previously having kids, running a business, being a wife and a mother and a child, that's who I was. When I got to Bali, I realized I don't know who I am. This is a big thing. This is going to be a big problem moving forward unless I work out who I am. So, you know, I spent that week really contemplating my life and where it was headed. When I came back from there is when I threw myself into functional health and looking at why things were happening in a body, how things were happening in a body, what was I going to do from here? So unfortunately, during that time, I was in a lot of pain as well, and I had to look at why am I in pain. What I discovered was during my cancer surgery that I didn't want, some damage had been done. So for your listeners, they can see this. I now have lymphedema. I also have stenosis in my neck. So the vertebrae have been kind of crushed and pushed together with very little space. So I get, you know, short of breath, I get hypoxia. I get a lot of pain, as I said, a lot of neural pain. So this was kind of the lasting effect after not listening to my intuition. You know, if I'd stood up for myself a bit more and said, you know what, that surgery doesn't sound like a great idea, and fought the people that were forcing me to do it, I possibly could have avoided the long-lasting effects. But, you know, in health, it is what it is, and you deal with the slate that you've got, and the slate that I've got now is a damaged neck and lymphedema, and that's okay because that's part of who I am now. It's
Before you go on any further, because you've pointed it out, and yes, we do have the video, but for the podcast listeners, when you're looking at magic, it almost looks you've got swelling under the chin, haven't you? And that's that lymphatic sort of swelling there. And then when you point it to the back of your neck, is it swelling there as well? I can't see because of your hair.
It's hard to tell, but it's actually swelling on the right collarbone.
Okay.
So it goes all the way up to my shoulder.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you because this is really important, but I just wanted to make sure they had an understanding of that. And also, before you jump back in again, if you want to connect with Magic, her website is holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. It's Australian business. Make sure you have the AU, and I will repeat that again a bit later, or you'll see it in the description. But keep on going. So you've had the cancer, and they've created more drama in having the cancer. But you weren't aware of that until you've come back from your week in Bali, where you've been able to really start to connect with yourself again?
Yeah. So, you know, I went back to Dr. Joel when I got back from Bali, and I said, do you know what, my neck really, really hurts. And, you know, I've got the swelling, and what is going on? What is happening under my chin? And he said, I think it's a thing called lymphedema. I don't know enough about it. How about you go and find out and come back and tell me? And thank God he did. So, you know, I threw myself into lymphedema studies. So I'm a practitioner of complex manual decongestive therapy and lymphatic mojo as well. Through my own journey, through wanting to know how do I get rid of this, you know, this, I guess, second, third chin. How do I get rid of the swelling in my neck? How do I cope with this, and what is it? So, you know, for your listeners, if something doesn't feel right, it's not. Really listen to yourself. Really follow that. And there is so much information these days without Dr. Googling things. Throw yourself into studying what you think it might be and make yourself the expert, because your body needs an expert every day, and you're it.
Okay, so you've gone back to the doctor, and what did you tell him? Oh my goodness, what did you tell the doctor?
I said, well, see this thing here, that's called lymphedema, and it's the lymphatic system, and it's a blockage. And, you know, the blockage was probably already there leading to the cancer. Yeah. And, you know, we're all in the same region here, and the thyroid didn't just disorder itself. It's a reaction from something else. And he just went, yep. Like, what was he going to say, you know?
So, and that, like, I was going to ask you before what functional medicine was, but you actually have explained it really nice. It's sort of the systems of the body, isn't it? What's actually functioning and what's not functioning?
Yeah, pretty much. So every system interworks with the other systems. And that's really important because I could have looked at my cancer as, well, this is just an endocrine system issue because my thyroid had the cancer. Mm. But that's not where it started. That's where it was presenting. That's not what caused it. So the lymphatic system was blocked. That wasn't the cause either. That was a result. So I have to look at which systems of the body were disordered, which were not communicating with the others. Where was the toxicity? Where did this begin? And for me, it had begun years before with me mistreating my body. It had begun years before with unaddressed viral load and fungal load. It had, you know, just really stemmed from decades of things slipping through the net. All this time, my mind was saying something's not right. So that's really important. And I'm going to keep repeating myself. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
Yeah.
That's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So, there was a question I had to ask you then. I've lost it. Ah, come back. I can't remember what it was. Okay. So we're going through this sort of the systems. Oh, that's what it was. How, in your practice, how do you tell, because you're saying these are results and, you know, this happened, but that wasn't the real problem. That was just a symptom. How do you get, it's the core, isn't it? You talked about it in your book. You've got to get by treating the root cause. How do you understand which one's creating which problem? Do you have tests? Do you have ways of understanding that?
Look, we do. And, you know, this is what sets us apart from traditional doctors, from naturopaths, from many functional medicine doctors, and that is we actually don't do many tests. There's a couple that we will issue, but they're not what we rely on. What we rely on is the history of the patient. So when people come to us, we do a root cause analysis, which is complementary, and that's a 17-page intake form that gets sent to you. And in that, we ask a lot of questions about the main systems of the body, not about every system, because we can see where the information is leading us. And so once we've done the root cause analysis, we do a consult with you, also complimentary. And in that, we explain what we found. Is it a viral load? Is it a fungal load? You know, is it early childhood trauma? What is the key here? What is triggering all of these systems of the body to maybe have to react to something? And so we look for root cause. Like I said, we do testing, but quite rarely. And in fact, there's probably only two or three tests that we administer. And, you know, that's only in specific cases. So I urge everyone, get your root cause analysis done, because my goodness, if someone had done it with me back in the day, probably could have saved a couple of decades of chasing symptoms. And that's exactly what we don't do, is we do not chase symptoms. We listen to them as whispers of the body, but we don't treat them as the problem. Because, you know, I use this really gross analogy, and I'm sorry, but it's quite graphic. Imagine you've got a really nasty cut on your foot and you put a Band-Aid on it. And then you go swimming. The cut's still there, right? Still quite open. But the Band-Aid glue kind of comes off and it gets a bit icky and floppy. And then, you know, your Band-Aid ends up on the floor of the swimming pool. Well, that's not helping your foot. Putting another Band-Aid on and then going swimming the next day still won't help your foot. You've still got the cut in your foot and possibly an infection now, and you're leaving a trail of gross lost Band-Aids in the swimming pool. So that's what happens when we treat symptoms. But when we treat root cause, we're actually maybe using some lavender essential oil on the cut, and we're saying, you know, liquid stitches, it's known as, let's heal this, let's use this antimicrobial oil, and let's treat the cut on your foot before you go swimming. So that's kind of the difference. It's, like I said, probably a gross analogy, but there you go.
But it's almost, it's preventative. It's I sort of class that as preventative medicine. Like the cuts happen. There's nothing you can do about that because we can't turn back time and stop it from happening. So it's like a preventative thing where you can actually stop it then from getting worse. And my uni degree was all about preventative health and that side of it. The trouble is people don't realize, they don't put the time and effort into it because they think, well, it's not broken, so I don't have to fix it. They're not aware of it. It's actually churning and creating all this drama and disease and problems in the body. But until it presents itself as a symptom, then you don't do anything about it. And that's really, really challenging. I want to keep going on because we have got a few things in common. One of them, apart from into that the natural and holistic health side of it, and I did contact, when Magic did contact me, I said to her, I love using the word holistic with the W because to me it's the whole. But when you type it anywhere, it always comes up with a little red line saying, no, it's spelt wrong. And it really annoys me because I used to do what like I called holistic health days, where I'd get all the practitioners together once a month and we'd help people by giving them a cost-reduced healing session of some sort, you know. So I yet love that word holistic, which is what you're all about, holistic with a W. But the other aspect you are doing on here, you're growing your own organic food. Now, are you doing that in your own yard? Do you do that in a plot or, you know, how are you doing that?
I am on a very small block of 487 square meters. Most of it is house. And, I grow our food in what's left of our yard. And I love doing it. And I love that my kids, who are now young adults, can go outside when they say they're hungry, pick some food and eat it. Like, that's fantastic. So what I did, because I'm about holism and because I'm about being connected to the environment, and, you know, I love what nature can provide, is I went and set my permaculture certification. And so I've just completed that, which is really exciting. And I provide all the medicinal herbs for my family from our garden. I provide probably at the moment only 40% of our food, but we've just put in 6 more big wicking beds and a whole lot more growing space. And so, yeah, we're really providing our own health needs from our garden. And there's something so satisfying with growing a herb or, you know, a vegetable or something native from ancient culture and going, wow, this can really help me. So, you know, all our wound washes, we grow our elderberries. So cold and flu season, we have elderberry syrup. You know, we have so much going on. Native tamarind for all its health benefits, rosemary oil for, you know, healthy hair. There's just so much that we're growing in our own garden. And I just love that. It's such a great thing for me. It gets me outside in the fresh air. And like I said, it gets my kids actually walking outside to grab their snacks.
Yeah, and the thing is, anyone can do it. And why I brought that up is because I had a 90-acre organic crop farm. And so I did exactly that. I was doing all the permaculture. I was doing the companion planting, making sure you've got the right plants. I used to grow my own herbs to mix up and then put on the plant as bug sprays and different things like that. So, yeah, I was really nerdy. I loved it. I loved being on the farm. I would have been happy to be buried in the farm, you know, not a problem. But, yes, life changes and we all change there. That's where I did my life coaching course then. But what I wanted to bring forward and why I bring that forward is that you don't have to have 90 acres. You don't have to have a big area. What you're doing is growing it on a general suburban block. And you don't have to necessarily grow everything. If your area that you're doing it in, your environment, if you can just provide tomatoes or just, you know, a few of the bits and pieces that grow well in your area and doing it organically, that's got to be, like you say, helping the root cause.
Definitely. And my tip to your listeners is team up with some people in your locality that also want to do the same thing. And, you know, if they don't want to grow tomatoes because it's a summer crop and, you know, it takes a lot of space and a lot of water, but they want to grow potatoes because it's a spring crop and you can do it in buckets on your balcony, then do that. Swap produce and really connect with other people. You know, set up a group, a local group where you don't have to travel. And you can say, look, as long as this is organic and, you know, it's a trade and a barter, not a fee exchange, but a barter exchange or a goods exchange, then that's really healthy. It also helps you create community and create a support network for yourself.
Yes, I love that. That's a great idea, really good idea. And you said something, oh, my goodness, why am I losing everything today? the other aspect I wanted to sort of touch base on, so that's the growing side. That's your root base. That's what we're looking at. Also, while the ticker tape's going, and I remember, you've got a book out called Stop Being Fat, Love Yourself Skinny by Magic Barclay. And we're going to talk about that in a minute too, because I think that's really important. And that's going back to that root cause. And when we talk about those root causes, to me, we're looking at not just the basics of organic eating and growing and living, but also those organic basis in our mindset and how we think and what we're looking at and where we're going. So it says love yourself skinny, stop being fat, love yourself. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's a weight loss book that's not about weight loss. There you go. So I actually started writing it before I got my cancer diagnosis, and I had successfully dropped half my body weight. So I was 144 kilos and I got down to about 70, and then I got sick. So I'd written all but the last chapter, and then my cancer diagnosis happened. And I started putting weight back on because that's what triggered me to find out something was wrong. All of a sudden, you know, weight was coming back on after dropping 70 kilos. So how did that happen? What was the cause behind it? And so when I wrote the last chapter, I kind of summed it all up with, you know, this is not a book about weight loss, even though it's a weight loss book. It's about loving yourself. So loving yourself skinny. So, you know, with the lymphedema, it was a big thing because, of course, anytime I see a photo of myself and I'm at the moment trying not to look at myself on the screen, that's all I see. And I go, wow, I must still be fat because look at that. If I didn't know what it was, that would be the recurring thought. But because I love myself on the inside, I'm skinny. I know I'm fit and I'm healthy and, you know, I can do amazing things like move 6 meters of soil pretty much by myself. Did that quite recently. So, you know, that's the key to loving yourself is love your strengths, embrace your weaknesses, work with them, but love your strengths and love who you are. Love yourself, because for a lot of us bigger girls, there's a skinny person on the inside doing all the screaming and shouting. Our body is just a body. It's just the outer casing. It's what's inside that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's so lovely. And I still want to go back to what you said earlier too. If it doesn't feel right, there's something wrong. You know, we've got to, you know, if you're really following what your body's telling you and what it's saying, the trouble is I think we get mixed messages, don't we? Because we are feeling the symptoms. How can we, I know what I need to ask you. I forgot. With your you said that the free thing that you give out, what was it?
The root cause analysis? Yeah.
The root cause analysis. Now, if people wanted to go through you, like I said, because I get a lot of listeners that are in the States, and I'm finding this really fascinating. I would really like to have a look at that myself. And I mean, I'm not feeling any sickness or anything like that, but it would be really interesting to go through it and have a look. When you do that, can you connect with people overseas, or do you have to be in your space?
Yeah, well, with all the changes in the world that's going on, we actually closed both of our clinics that were in Melbourne. And so we're 100% remote now. So we do everything via Zoom or phone. So with your root cause analysis, you just jump onto the website, holisticnaturalhealth.com. holisticwithaw.com.au, holistic with a W, and you go to the services page and it'll say book now. So you book your root cause analysis and we'll send you out the form straight away when we see the booking, and then we will book a Zoom session and you'll be with either myself or one of the other practitioners, and we'll go through your form and we'll tell you what the root cause that we found is. Now, that's all complimentary and can be done anywhere around the world.
Right. And then from there, they can get herbal medications or whatever it is that they need from there.
Yeah, it depends on what the treatment protocol that we suggest to you is. There is no one size fits all. So, you know, everyone is completely different. Yeah. We do use a handful of supplements. We try and keep them to a minimum. If we don't provide them for you ourselves from our gardens or from our suppliers, we can source those for you, show you where the best place to get things is. But everyone that works with us gets a welcome pack in the mail, no matter where in the world you are, and you get a lot of those practitioner-only supplements in that welcome pack.
Okay, well, that's really lovely. Wow. Yes, I'm quite surprised about that one. But, yeah, I'd be really interested just to see what those root causes. Mainly because like I said to you, we have a few things in common. I had a funny throat. And, you know, when you get that funny throat, it wasn't sore. It just sort of felt lumpy. And so I went to the doctors, and I'm not a good doctor person. I'm really not. I go probably once every 10 years. Sorry. But anyway, I went to the doctors and he sent me off to get a scan done of it. And I'm in the scan and they can see a shadow. So where I went in my local area, I knew the lady who was running the tests. So same test, same machine, same person, all the rest. And they saw a shadow on the thyroid. And I went, okay, cool. Right. So you need to come back in 3 weeks' time and we're going to do a biopsy where they put the needle in, but they have to do it on the machine to see. Well, okay, so straight away I went home and I was like, okay, I was doing healing meditations every day. I was doing other energy work on it because I was doing energy work myself. I started taking a supplement for it. And anyway, went back 3 weeks later and the nurse lady was there doing it and she going, can't find anything. And then the doctor came over and he was really shitty. And he said, why are you here? And I said, well, you know, like I haven't done anything per se. And I said, same machine, same lady doing the test. Everything's the same. I said, I've just been doing some healing work on it and taking some natural supplements for it. And he was really shitty. He goes, well, this is a waste of bloody time, and stormed off. And it was like, oh, not a congratulations, there's no more a shadow there and you've healed yourself in 3 weeks. It's like, oh wow. That's when I went, I'm not really keen on doctors.
Well, you've basically not become his client, his customer, his patient. So, you know, you've done him out of a service there.
Yeah. So that's why I'm thinking with this analysis that you put out, it'd be really, really interesting for people just to get that understanding of it, to get that and really, really address the root cause. I've heard of other health workers saying, well, we need to address the root cause, but they don't actually go, they might be the root cause of what's causing that symptom, but not the root cause that's probably even another layer down.
Yeah, and the whole thing with our root cause analysis is at the end of it, we might not even ask you to work with us. We might not offer you a protocol or a package because it's not for everyone. And, you know, if we can leave on good terms after your consultation with you having a whole lot of information about what's going on in your body, then that's really a great start because we need to pay forward this idea of, you know, you are in control of your own health. And so that's what we do. You know, yes, some people we do offer a package and protocols to, but not everyone. So, you know, for a lot of people, they might just be curious what's going on. It's a great place to start.
Yeah. And it's like you say, it's preventative. It's you're looking at yourself because you feel like, I feel like I'm in control of my own body. And there's times there when it's like, okay, you're not right in control there because I've got a little bit of pain in my shoulder because I'm a bit stressed. And I'm walking around like with my shoulders up, protecting my ears for some reason. but you know why, and I know what the root cause is on that one. But when you start getting a shadow on your thyroid and you go, well, what's created that? And I have looked at a lot of, when I was doing my work, like Louise Hay's books, you know, the thyroid is you're not speaking your truth. And you know, and at that particular stage, I certainly wasn't doing that. So it's nice to have an understanding of some of those layers that and what they're causing. So the questions you would be asking in there may not seem quite relevant to a person answering them, and yet the result can be absolutely amazing. So tell me a little bit more about, because we've got a few more minutes, I want to know a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. Well, what we do is functional health. Go figure. So we take you through protocols that will depend on the time that you need, the amount of sessions that you need. Again, it's all prescriptive to the individual. But what we do is we look at what has caused the problem. We treat that and we help you with getting things back in line. So whether it's pathogen control, you know, whether it's recovery from trauma, early childhood trauma, or even later trauma, we will help you with that. We have a whole range of tools and techniques at our disposal to help you. And so we really do tailor those protocols. So that's one thing that we do. The other thing that we do is we offer our own podcast, A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. And in that, we bring to you ideas from around the world, just as you're listening to now on this podcast, because information sharing is key. We don't know everything. And you know, no practitioner knows in everything. So whatever we can bring to you from different sources that you may not be exposed to normally, we will do that. We work with local companies for, you know, their practitioner-only supplements. We use essential oils as well. You know, we'll often tell people, you know, this is antimicrobial or antifungal, but it has these other benefits. So the main thing is we give you education all along the way. And I think it was Tony Robbins said, I'm not your guru, something like that. Well, you know, we're not making you well. You are. So we're giving you all the tools and the information to be well. You're the one doing the work. It's your body and it's your life. And that's really, really important that we keep things not only ethical but sustainable.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing way to finish the segment. I really like that. And it is, even the doctors, they give you pills, but it's up to you to go through and read whether what the side effects are, or read what it is. So to get that information from you, it gives you the power, or gives, you know, the person who's receiving it, the power to go, yes, I want to take that one. No, I don't. Or yes, I'm going to take it for this long and then I don't need to take it anymore. And I do that with horseradish and garlic when I'm getting, if I get a little bit sniffly, I seem to be able to take them, and they're huge big tablets. Oh my God, they're so big. And I seem to be able to take them all right when I need it. And then when I don't need it, well, this is what the conclusion I've come to, when I don't need it, I gag on them. So when I'm gagging, it's like, oh, the body's saying I don't need it now. I'm listening to it more and more often. It's like, no, you don't need that now, okay? So I'm having a little bit of a sugar hit at the moment, and I'm thinking that I don't really need sweetening up, so there's obviously something else happening in the body. And that's what I find with your tool there that you've got, is that we could look at what it is that's going on without having to be invasive. It's really lovely.
Exactly. And just on supplementation, you know, we will suggest supplements for a short amount of time, because like any medication, like any supplement, if you use it over an extended amount of time, your body actually starts switching off those actions that you want to encourage. So we need to use things for a short amount of time to tell your body, hey, we want you to do this, and now we're going to stop helping you because you get the idea. Keep going. It's really, really key. being on medications for a lifetime is bad news. Yes. So, yeah, I could just feel the regulators listening now. But it is, you know, you have to teach your body how to do these functions. Again,
and sometimes I just need a start. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is incredible. Thank you so much for being on the show, Magic. That was amazing. I loved it.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
All right. I've got to close it off now. So don't go away because I want to talk to you when we're finished.
Okay.
That was really good. Look, guys, jump on to Holistic Natural Health, and it is with a W, holisticwithaw.com.au. It's Australian business. Have a look at that, the printout. It's in there, and, you know, get an understanding of it. So hang on. I've got the website here. Let me tell you what it looks like. Book now. Okay. So when I go into, oh, no, it's got a download up the top there. Oh, that's Lymphatic Freedom. Holistic Health, where does it say? Book my complimentary root cause analysis. It's on the home page. Click on that and get it because that's, and it's a lovely green color. I like, actually like the website. That's my digital marketing coming out. Whoops. Book on that and get an understanding. I'm going to have a look myself because it's really nice to get that understanding. And when things start to reoccur in your body, you've got something to fall back on. You've got an understanding of it. And if you do need to get more supplements, you know where you can get them. Or if you do need to get more of an understanding, you know where you can book to get more of an understanding of what you're going through. Because intuitively, our body is giving us all these signs and we need to listen to it. We really do need to listen to it. But that's me. I'm rattling on again. Sorry. Hang on. I've got to take the banner off. And I need to get my branding up. And I need to say thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. We're going great guns at the moment. I'm really loving it. So wish you all the best. If you're new to the podcast, let your friends know because I'm sure they're going to get a lot out of it. Okay, that's for me. Bye for now, and we'll see you next week. Bye.